Hello, I am calling from Washington Opinion Surveys, and we're conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. May I speak with Richard Coleman?
Yeah, that's me.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. I know it's still ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely, I will.
Thank you. Making sure that I'm speaking to people of all ages, may I have your age?
74.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Oh, white. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
Will you say a strong or not so strong Republican?
Strong.
Strong, thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I disapprove strongly.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Mary Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as congresswoman?
Who?
Mary Glusenkamp Perez.
Actually, I don't know who that is.
Okay, no problem. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following will you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two for the following list. Reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, combating threats to our democracy, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, improving K through 12 education.
Protecting the border and crime.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. It's a neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Mary Glusenkamp Perez.
Never heard.
Never heard. Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
Yeah, I give him about a 5.
A 5, thank you. Raul Garcia.
Never heard of him.
Never heard. Okay. Mary Cantwell.
Well, I think I've heard of her. But okay. I just give it a 50, I guess.
Okay. Joe Kent?
Yeah, I give him about an 80.
An 80, thank you. Donald Trump?
100.
100. MAGA Republicans?
Yeah, that's 100.
100, thank you. Woke liberals in Congress?
5.
A 5, thank you. If the election for president were held today, will you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Glusemkamp Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Joe Kent.
Joe Kent. Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Mary Glusemkamp Perez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusemkamp Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or not chance at all, you might support her?
Slight chance. I don't know who she is, so.
Okay, not a problem. Next, I'd like you to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or 10 if you think that it's extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
I don't know. Neutral on that one. I don't know.
Okay. A 5 then?
Yeah.
Okay. Someone who... Sorry. Go ahead.
How much longer is this going to take? Because I'm going into dinner here in a minute.
Oh, okay. I can call you back if you want. We're 46% almost done with this survey. I can call you back in another different hour if you like.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Can I call you back tomorrow then? No, no problem.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay, thank you. Have a great dinner. Have a great evening.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody. Oh, I don't know.